Hello and welcome to this meditation for calming the nervous system. The nervous system communicates with all the other systems in the body. Most of the other systems react to what the nervous system is signaling. And while we have no immediate controls for changing what's happening in the digestive or the immune system, we can immediately change what's happening in the nervous system by using the breath. We can use the breath to calm and relax the nervous system, to help us get through stressful and painful situations. When the nervous system kicks on into fight or flight mode, the heart quickly beats, blood flushes, some people freeze, some pass out, some people's stomachs hurt. And no matter how your particular body reacts to stress and nervous situations, the breath is your most efficient tool to alter the nervous system to move back into a rest and digest mode. When the nervous system kicks on, the thinking mind moves into overdrive as well. When something happens, your thinking mind immediately starts thinking, this is going to happen, what if, how am I going to deal? And in an emergency, that can be helpful, but in everyday life, that creates a lot of anxiety. The best thing you can do to return to a calm and peaceful state is to stop and use the breath to communicate to the nervous system, guiding it back into a parasympathetic response. If you can learn to use the breath to move from sympathetic to a parasympathetic, or from stressed and fearful to a relaxed and calm state, then you can eliminate nearly all of your nervous mental struggles. The more you practice using the breath to communicate with the nervous system, the better you will get at it. If you create a ritual of conscious breathing, you will create a habitual pattern in your subconscious and in your operating system to stay calmer and more peaceful, even when things do go wrong or feel stressful or painful. In fact, you may have adopted a subconscious breathing pattern somewhere along your life journey. In other words, you're practicing a breathing pattern that's creating nervousness and panic within your system. Your breathing pattern is signaling to the nervous system that something's not right, which sends messages to the circulatory system to increase your heart rate, which sends messages to your digestion system saying to hold on to everything you've got, causing IBS, Crohn's, constipation, ulcers, in all of this is ultimately wearing down your immune system and overwhelming your stressed organs, such as your kidneys, your bladder, and your adrenals. From the issues we have dealt with since we were even maybe just toddlers, we've learned and created a habit of our breathing patterns. All states have different specific patterns. Heartbreak, anxiety, depression, each have their own breathing pattern. Happiness, calm, and peacefulness have theirs as well. By creating a ritual of the latter, happiness, calm, and peacefulness, we can create a habit of these reactions throughout the entire body. A reverse breathing pattern, or a fight or flight breathing pattern, looks like this. On the inhale, the belly goes in and the chest gets big and lifts. On an exhale, the belly softens out and the chest falls in. These breaths are typically fast and slow. We want to unlearn this. In today's meditation, we will be moving through a calming breathing pattern. When you switch from breathing unconsciously to consciously, you can turn the thinking mind off, or at least down, which allows the nervous system to take rest. You also turn the nervous system into a rest and digest response system, which turns the thinking mind down. By creating a gentle, conscious breathing pattern, the nervous system is smooth, digestion is steady, wounds are healing, and heart rate is soft and calm, and relaxation begins to take effect in all of the systems in a chain reaction. So now we will begin practicing a conscious, calming breathing practice. Follow the inhale and its journey into your body. Then follow your breath back out of your body. Continue to breathe with your attention fully on your breath. And watch your own natural breathing pattern. Feel where it likes to move. Where does your body allow your breath to move within it? And how does your breath move your body? Notice if there is somewhere the breath gets stuck. Or is there a region where the breath flows and everything opens? Where is the peak of your inhale, and where does your body hold before the journey of the exhale begins? As you inhale, soften your belly soften your lower belly and let it hang out like a giant Buddha belly. And for the next few breaths, focus on using your full belly to bring a little more breath into your body. And at the moment you think you are full, soften a little bit more and let a little more breath enter. And as you exhale, slow the exhale down. And letting it seep out until there's absolutely nothing left. As you inhale, imagine breathing into your teeth. And imagine how that softens the pathway into your belly. Continue this slow, deep breath as you now discover the width of your breath. On your next inhale, breathe wide into your ribs. See how wide you can breathe into your chest. Feel 360 degrees of inhalation into your ribs and your chest. Breathing side to side and front to back before slowly and compassionately exhaling. Continue softening your belly on the inhale. And imagine breathing into your cheekbones. Imagine how that widens the path into your chest. Continue slowing down your breath. Before inhaling, bring all of your attention to the upper area of your lungs. Allow the inhale to initiate from your belly, then your ribs, finally filling up the area around your collarbones. Exhale. Soften and release every single part of your body. On the next inhale, imagine breathing into your eyeballs and imagine how that brings breath into your upper lungs. Now breathe into them all together, inhaling into the belly, ribs, collarbones, and release. Inhale in through your teeth, into your cheekbones, and into your eyes, and release. As you inhale, fill yourself up from the bottom. And allow your exhale to slide out with ease. As you inhale, bring your attention to your pelvic floor, filling up from here all the way up. Until you're full. And then move your attention to the crown of your head and begin exhaling through the crown of your head. Slowly letting all of your air release. Inhale in from your pelvic floor and out of your crown. Breathe at your own pace now. If you notice your breathing pattern gets fast as thoughts come to mind, bring your conscious awareness back to the breath and slow it down. Feel free to stay here as long as you'd like. Whenever you feel complete, rejuvenated, oxygenated throughout the entire body, and your nervous system clearly has moved into a calming response, then bring your hands to your heart center. Feeling the air as it enters your body and lifts your heart. And as you exhale and the heart surrenders, weighing heavily down on the spine, on your back. Inhale in and allow a flood of gratitude to move through your body as you inhale, filling you with love and kindness. You can silently give thanks to anything you're grateful here. Creating an intention of positivity and love to flow through this open spaciousness you've created in this conscious breathing exercise. At the end of this practice, I invite you to sit up and take a few moments to just feel. Move into a state of self-inquiry and notice if you feel calmer, more relaxed. Did things come up? And how did the breath react? By knowing the results these practices are creating, you can convince the thinking mind to bring you back here every day. Namaste.